I joined the Merchant Navy when I was 17 in 1941. We sailed from Sydney to our Nora mines in Belle Isle. In November the 2nd, we were loaded and anchored off in Conception Bay, waiting to go to Sydney. We were asleep in bed, the ones that wasn't on duty. Sometime after midnight, I heard an awful explosion. I was asleep in bed, and I jumped out of bed, and there was a light over my bed pull chain, and I pulled it, and there was no light, so I knew we were torpedoed forward, because I could feel her trembling in bed of dead sleep. And I ran out on deck with my life jacket in my hand, as I thought. And when I got on deck, there was the second engineer, Jimmy McDonald, third engineer, rather, from Bowerswell Harbor, and the second engineer from Lewisburg. And they had a flashlight. And I looked and I ran, they started to speak to me. I ran back in the little companionway, no distance from where I was talking to them. And I had my pillow instead. I always slept with my life belt under my pillow. So I had the pillow I discovered, so I threw it down and ran and got my life jacket. And they didn't take time to put it on. I pushed one arm in and the other arm, and it was a new life-type life jacket. And I had to tie it up, but I didn't take time to tie it up. So I ran to the railing, and they said, "Where are you going, Hardy?" And I said, "I'm going over the side." He said, "Don't jump in that cold water, it'll kill you." I said, "It's better to jump in the cold water, take a chance on that, than be killed by another torpedo." He said, "You think we're going to get another one?" I said, "We'll get it any second now." I said, "We'll get two." And I got up on the railing and had to jump, and the torpedo, I guess, come through on the opposite side. And I guess it helped, because I went head first or dove or jumped and struck the water. And just as it struck the water, well, like say the torpedo struck on the opposite side through the engine room, she went down in, I would say, 50 seconds. Some of them said 30, and they claimed from 30 seconds to 90, but she went down less than 90 seconds. When she went down, she took me down with her, the suction, but I was swimming all the time, even when I struck the water, like in motion. And when I came back up, I swam and swam. I didn't know how far I was down, and I broke water. I had taken in water, and that slowed me down, made me half sick, and I was starting to get cold then because of the snow flurries and cold wind. I guess the wind probably meant northwest or northeast at that time, but very cold. So I swam, and I could hear the people calling to God and the Virgin Mary around me. In the dark, everything was dark, pitch dark, and I was in the water at least a couple of hours, and I came across a life raft. He reached out his hand, this fella. I was too weak then and too cold to crawl on the raft, so he reached his hand out, and he said, "I'm very pleased to meet you, Gordon." He said, "We're first cousins." And that's the first time I ever seen him or have ever heard tell of him. He was from Portobas, Newfoundland. And he had a brother on board. Brother went down in the ship that night. And he survived. He pulled me in. And I had no clothes on. I was so cold that I had to get back down in the water. There was a hole in the center of the raft, and there was a bottom in it, and I had to stand down in that because it was warmer in standing down in the water, a fair mile came alongside and picked us up off of the raft. I couldn't stand, so one fellow reached down and the other fellow held him, and he locked both hands on my wrists. And that was the greatest feeling that I ever felt. I knew I was going to make it.